Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, founder of Foundation Financial Concepts right here in Quincy and wealth strategist. I'd like to talk today a little bit about two areas of real estate that most everybody's familiar with on a local basis and as an investment that's handled by, third parties. Keep in mind, there's always risk in any kind of investment. But real estate has historically given a return that matches the market, stock market, somewhere in that area. Or if you're doing all the work yourself, then you should be able to get a higher return. So there's two areas that I call multifamily homes, that's apartments, and single family homes. And there's lots and lots of different ways to do these. Well, first of all, let's see where the demand is at. Everybody that you talk to in the Quincy area say there's a shortage of homes for people to rent. So there's a gap between apartments and single-family homes that you could rent out. So the opportunity is good for an individual investor to do that. And then also for investing where you don't have to do the sweat equity. You don't have to do the toilets. You don't have to take care of the plumbing and the repairs and so forth. And that's where some of the offerings we have can make a lot of sense. Multifamily as a whole, there's a gap historically between the cost to rent and the cost to own. It's the widest now that it's been in decades. And it's because real estate's went up in value, interest rates have went up, mortgages are higher. Give you an example. A friend of mine had a house in Florida that they sold for $330,000, I believe it was, maybe $350,000, about 5 years ago. And then if they were to buy that same property back now, it'd be almost $700,000. Well, the rent for a three-bedroom, nice apartment, it was about $3,200 to $3,400 now. Rent rates have really been bumped up as well. But to buy, not counting down payment, just to make the payments, it was like $4,700, recent calculations. So there's where we have a gap. So the demand, there's a shortage of supply, and there's more and more people that would like to own that can't own anymore because of that gap. It doesn't make any difference whether it's multifamily or single family. And rates that have really, well, overall properties went up a lot. During the pandemic, rent rates went up and so did property values. Had some offerings that were, they were an extremely big gains just for a one-year time period in 21. So anyway, we'll have to talk more about the reason for that. And I'd like to, the next time, talk more about single-family homes. And please tune in next week to Talk Radio 930 WTAD and search for me on foundationfinancialconcepts.com. That's foundationfinancialconcepts.com. Or you can always email me at leebevel@foundationfinancialconcepts.com.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.